Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Thank you. The two-parter. Okay, in the last post show, we're talking about most epic night ever. Lunchbox gave us his. Two chicks almost at the same time. Do you know what that's from? But not almost.
No.
Two chicks at the same time? Office Space?
Oh, yes. Now
what
I
would
do.
You do for a million, with $1 million?
Yeah.
Well, not...
So we ain't need $1 million to do that, man. Take a look at my cousin.
Amy, most epic night ever?
I mean, gosh, I don't know that I can compare to Daddy's.
Please don't, actually.
Daddy?
That's what Lunchbox called himself in that last story.
Yeah.
But I was kind of thinking about when we first moved to Nashville. It was our first week here, and we were out doing something, and we were at a bar.
It's two dudes at the same time. She, like, hits us with that. We're like, what?
Amy.
No.
For real?
Okay, now go ahead.
No, but right up, we just moved here. You know, we were in Austin doing pop. And then
she ends up being one of the girls from Padre.
Oh, plot twist.
Like in a crazy twist. She was so, like, I got on a Southwest flight. All right, I won't interrupt you anymore. Go ahead.
And then they're like, hey, you want to come over here and meet George Strait? And it's like a Tuesday night at a bar in Nashville. And I think that it sort of just was one of those things where it thought, is this about to be our life? Mm. You know, because that was, I couldn't even wrap my head around it because that's just not, I mean, we'd been in radio a long time, but obviously in the pop world, but we were in Austin, we weren't in the center of pop and Nashville's the center of country music. And so I feel like seeing George Strait, I'd met him when I was a kid, but seeing him that way and as an adult and just being casually introduced to him is like, this is Amy from the Bobby Bones Show. They're going to be new here. They're going to be, you know, taking over. I think they even said something about like Jerry House or something. And George was like, oh yeah, da da da. And I just thought, this is so cool. So I feel like it was an epic night and that it was setting up like a lot of cool things that we've gotten to do since then. But for me, extra special because it's George Strait and he's my favorite.
Were you at like Losers or something? His manager owns Winners and Losers. It wasn't there? Wasn't it?
No, we were, I remember that first week we were here, there was like a lot going on. Lunchbox
no
might have been with me. Lunchbox, were you there?
No, man, I was at the strip
club.
No, I was there.
Daddy's here.
I believe we were at Losers.
Okay, we were somewhere.
The Losers.
But it was just so crazy because we were still living in those temporary apartments.
Oh, God.
Remember?
Terrible.
Like, we didn't even have houses here yet.
Terrible. Scuba Steve, do you have yours?
Yes, I do. Yes. Mine involves drugs, alcohol, a bathroom. Someone died, and it was in the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's a very long story, so hopefully you guys have some time.
Can you condense it a bit?
Yeah, of course I can.
Do you call yourself daddy in it? If not, please do once. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
No, I do not.
Go ahead.
No, so this all started with a campaign that we started, my friend and my David, didn't even realize it was going to turn into this. We did a parody commercial for a Sun Drop, which is a soda. And we put it out there, didn't think much of it. weeks go by, we get an email from someone at MTV, which feels like a scam. And we're like, how is this? What? And they're like, we want to use your video. We want to turn it into a social campaign where others also make parody videos of this Sundrop commercial. And then so they took our video, used it as the campaign, put it on MTV, all the Viacom networks. And then we get a phone call a week later saying, hey, we want to fly you out to Las Vegas for the Billboard Music Awards and thank you for this campaign.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is awesome. So we get to the airport. And as we're flying out there, my friend David finds out his grandmother died. And I'm like, great. So this is kind of like the damper on the whole trip.
You're not like my buddy's grandma died or whatever. You're just like, there goes my Sundrop.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I felt bad, but we kept going, did the whole thing. At the party, it was amazing. We had Kelly Clarkson. She did a live performance in front of us, me and like 10 other people. It was just her and us in this back area of Las Vegas performing.
Sounds awkward for her.
Yeah, it was very awkward for her, but very cool for us.
Go ahead.
And then that evening before the party, my friend and I wanted to find some party favors. And this is before.
That means drugs, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Got this it. Is before you could buy weed legally in Las Vegas. This was like 2011.
Okay.
And so we find some guy. He tells us to go to this bathroom. We meet him in the bathroom.
How do you find a guy? I don't know how this works. Like, do you just look for somebody that could be shady?
You look for the sketchy guy that looks like he's walking around asking people questions. Like, hey, man, you want to buy some weed?
Wait,
hey,
people just ask that?
People back then asked that question frequently.
Wow.
Because you couldn't purchase it on the strip.
I'm bad at guessing because one time I gave a homeless guy some money and he was like, dude, I'm not homeless. Take your money back. And I was like, my bad. I was just trying to. So it's like, yeah, I don't know who by just looking at them. So you find weed.
Yeah, well, yeah, we thought we
did. I sound so weird just saying that. I'm like, you find weed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we go to the bathroom. The guy's like, meet us in the bathroom. I'll be over at this one stall. You guys meet me in the next stall. And then so we meet him there. And then I let my friend take control over it, which is a huge mistake because he was a beginner on buying street drugs. And he gave him $100, and the guy slips under the bathroom door, this like crappy looking baggie, and then he grabs it and it meets me outside and he goes, all right, we're all good. I was like, how much you give him? He goes, $100. And he pulls out a sack and it's like, maybe I'm talking to, you guys don't know the street terms.
Give me how much money you would buy it for if you saw that.
If I saw what he gave me, I would give you $1.
It
was like shakes. It was less than a dime bag. It was a very small amount.
What are you gonna do with that?
He's all right, Red Eddie, what are you gonna do with that?
Come on, man.
So we rolled the smallest little pinner joint, smoked that, went into the Billboard Music Awards, had a great time. We got invited to some after parties afterwards, and we couldn't find the guy that invited us. And then so I was wearing these really cool Mickey Mouse shoes, and the guy at the front door liked them so much that I gave him the shoes so we can get into the club.
No way.
And party. So I'm in this club with all these people from MTV, and I'm running around with socks, no shoes. We're getting drunk and hammered. We're out there until 6 in the morning, miss our flight the next day, but it was just an epic evening.
Did something else happen after that?
No, that was it.
Who died in their story? The grandma?
The grandmother. She died, yeah.
Oh, well, you act like somebody died during the epic day. It was like you almost didn't get to have the epic day because someone died.
That's part of the tease, though.
You didn't need to tease. We were doing it right then.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's pretty good, I guess. I didn't understand the math on all the drugs. I'll be honest with you. I was like, oh, is a dime bag really a dime? Or does it weigh 10 something? Mine would probably be as far as like, nights that you're like, well, you can't repeat that. As far as like do it again, even if you tried, would probably be the night that I won Dancing with the Stars. Because first that happens, the Emmett Smith thing happens where Emmett comes up to me in a hallway and is like, you got this, gives me like a motivational speech. I win the show. I go do the radio show. I get on an airplane and fly across the country, exhausted to New York. There are some people on the flight that are like resentful that I won the show, and it was weird, but I didn't care. I got the trophy. I'm holding.
That's
it.
Weird. Yeah, they just, on the same plane.
We land and go right to like Good Morning America, and which was fun. But everybody was so exhausted because you don't really sleep, and you lose hours because it's New York or LA to New York. So it's a 5 or 6 hour flight, but really like 9 hours goes by because you lose those 3 hours. We do that. Then I do like a promotional tour, but I have my mirror ball. I'm walking to the airport with it. I had just won. Security like, you can't take that through, and I'm like, if I gotta do some terrorist stuff, I will. This is going through. But the whole experience was just like a blur, and I was exhausted. I slept for like 2 days after. But it was like, you couldn't pay for that, right? It was crazy.
When did you celebrate?
I haven't yet, but I plan to one day.
What?
Yeah, you need to celebrate that.
I have my mirror ball in that room right there.
I know.
So, but yeah. No, I don't know how to really celebrate. Why? No, the celebration was the process.
No. Getting on a plane, flying to go do a TV, that's not celebration.
We all went to dinner that night and celebrated you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get to do that.
Man.
Celebration was the process and the
win. Doing it?
I don't need a celebration like...
You don't know that you do, but I think we all need a celebration for something that we work so hard at and like actually accomplish something. Like we need to celebrate things in life. But what's weird about that is when for all of us that see it on TV, they're like, wow, that's so cool. And then they cut the show, it's over, and you think like, man, Bobby's gonna hit the town, it's gonna be awesome. But really, like the reality of it is you just got on a plane, you did the radio show, and then you flew to New York.
I went to work. Everybody else stayed for press and a little after party. I had to go to work real quick and do the show. And then I had to go, all right, guys, got to go. And they were mad too because I held the plane up to go to New York. But I was like, guys, I have to work.
Yeah.
Because nobody else had to work that season. They all either lived in Hollywood or, but it was a crazy night. It was an awesome night.
Dang.
The Emmitt Smith thing still is wild. And I did a whole TikTok and Instagram about it. If you go back like 6 or 7, where I remember I was just a little nervous after that final dance. And because he won that show, Emmitt did. And he was like, hey, man. And just like gave me a big old pep talk. And I was like, this is freaking crazy.
What's crazier is you still have his number. Like you can still say, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, but I text it. Uh-oh. He may have changed it though. Because it came up green.
Oh. And does he have a droid?
No, he didn't. But I'm not.
Emmett wouldn't have a droid.
I'm not someone too. Like I'm not close enough to him that where if he changes number, he texts me and go like, hey, I changed my number.
Yeah. Dang.
You know what I mean? So when I did text him recently, it came up green and I was like, eh. If I wanted to really get him, I guess I could get him on Instagram. But I want to do that because Baker's,
No, they can leave you on scene.
Everybody leaves me. Okay, there's that. I got a couple other things I want to do here. Mike, will you hand me the Frontier Airlines story? Because we're talking about flights and airplanes, and Frontier Airlines is now offering an upgrade. I've never flown Frontier, by the way.
I have.
Okay, how is it?
Nice.
Scary.
Okay, let's go to each of you. Amy?
Okay, I feel like in the Colorado area, it's really common, and it's cute because they have little animals on there.
Are they based in Colorado?
I think they might, but that's why I've taken it more, I believe. Yeah. And they have, cute little animals on the tail thing. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, like sometimes.
Oh, outside, like painted on.
Yeah, painted on.
That might have been a special one.
Got it.
Like how Shamu's one of the Southwest planes. Never seen it, but I know it exists.
Yeah, Alaska Air has the guy wearing
the hoodie.
Hoodie, yeah. Not a hoodie, like an Alaskan coat.
Yeah.
Whatever, I had a good experience on Frontier. Is it not good?
Why did you not like it?
There's no leg room. There's no leg room. You have to pay for water. You have to pay for a seatbelt.
Like what? Are you talking about Spirit?
Oh, is that what we took to Vegas, Lunchbox?
I'm here.
What do we take to Vegas?
I don't think it
with
was
a no leg room.
I don't think it was Frontier.
Spirit.
Yeah. Okay, my bad. That's Spirit then.
Dang.
I guess I've never done Frontier.
Frontier's great, man. It's cheap. It was like we took it from here to Denver and back for $140 round trip.
Wow, that's good.
How do they make money?
I paid $140.
But I'm saying, how do they make money? $70 each way?
Super cheap, man. It was awesome.
I think probably because Colorado. I don't know.
Well, they charge for like water and.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Maybe I'm just
breathing. The amount of breaths you take. Yeah, how many breaths a nickel?
Maybe I didn't have any water, so
you
I don't know.
You want to use the bin above your head?
They charge you even for a carry-on bag. They charge you if it's going. So like we bought our kids backpacks. They couldn't bring their suitcases.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because you didn't want to pay for the carry-on or for the. Above
the baggage tree, yeah. Like you could bring one personal bag, like a backpack, but if it was a suitcase, it was money.
That answers your question. That's how they make money.
Frontier Airlines about to give some passengers the option to keep the middle seat clear for free for $49. The budget airline will keep that seat empty and even let you deplane first.
So it's not free. It's $49
for $49. No, keep the seat empty. We'll keep it free. I think is what it means.
Oh, keep it like free of a human.
Free of someone sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear. And, yes.
Yes, I understand that.
And for a fee. Free for a fee.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
There you go. Yeah, I just haven't flown Frontier, so I don't know much about it. Do you care if the middle seat's clear?
Usually, I like it,
but is it a big deal? Is it worth paying $50?
No. Nothing's worth $50 for me.
Depends on how long the flight is.
True. And on Southwest, you can put a bag or something or cough or something, and people will not sit by you unless it's the last seat. But also, we fly a lot of times, either Caitlin and myself, or Eddie and myself, or Amy and myself. Rarely do I fly Southwest by myself. So somebody just sits in the middle, and then when nobody, or they sit on the outside and we put a bunch of stuff in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your window, someone sits in the aisle, and then you fill it with something in the middle, and then cross your fingers. Mm-hmm.
And I tried using the barf bag one time, and the flight attendant's like, stop, you're faking it. I'm like, no, I'm not, man. I don't feel good.
You really did that?
Yeah, I did.
I don't feel good.
He's like, stop. I saw you grab the bag.
Mike, will you give me the Facebook comment that I had sent off? And I really don't look through our Facebook page a whole lot.
Uh-oh. Did you get offended?
No. Not offended. I just wanted to address this. So this is a comment from our Facebook page. And it's the Bobby Bone Show B team. And I do look at it because it used to be really positive. Now it's pretty positive. It's a little more real life now, which is good. Somebody wrote, Talitha is her name. Before some of you get upset with Lunchbox, today's Wordle is not heave. That was from yesterday. I was literally doing the Wordle this morning when they were talking about it. Got it in three, by the way. So first of all, I want to say we will never put the Wordle up of the real day. We learned that you don't do that.
Yeah, I did it one time and that was the last time.
We're sorry. Then someone wrote, Chris Clark, another pre-recorded bit. Imagine that. Now, I've said openly many times, when we have an artist play, almost never, unless it's the only time they can do it, never going to have them perform live. It's 7 in the morning. It's not good for anybody. It's not good for them. It's not good for us. There's a lot of sound and audio. If they're plugged in, if it's full band, and an artist just doesn't want to sing at 7 a.m. An artist doesn't want to sing at 9:30 a.m. Like, we try to schedule it as late as possible before we leave, so they can at least have some feeling of it being normal. So, yeah, our bits that we do and artists perform, if they're singing, my goal is for it to be pre-recorded. Sometimes they can't. They're like, oh, I can only come by at 7:15. Great, come on by. And then I'll even say, I don't want you to sing. Don't feel the pressure to sing. So, Chris Clark, suck it, buddy. How about that? I tell him?
Yeah, dude.
I tell him off.
Straightforward.
Thank you. Imagine that. Well, imagine this. I blocked him from listening to the show. I wish I had that power just to block, like,
yeah, they can't get the
kill
feed.
Signals to their house. That would be good. Let me do a little mid roll here.
The 82 game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books, it's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet, listen to this, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this.
H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Okay, and here's the Eddie basketball.
There it is.
Larry Bird and Eddie. How much would you get for that?
How much would I give for it, or would I?
You give. Pay.
Huh. How much is the basketball?
What? It's Larry Bird.
If you just bought the basketball, the Wilson. She's like.
About 40 bucks.
She's like, it's a good basketball, but they're like, there's a writing on it. That sucks.
I'm sure the Larry Bird's worth. I mean, but don't you be rude. Said it's kind of ruined because Eddie signed it.
Well, it was kind of ruined as a Larry Bird ball.
Mm. Yeah, I know. So like
Eddie's name's on there,
like the value. This, like, now it's down to the value of Wilson.
But now it's funny, but I just can't sell it if I ever wanted to sell it. Like, if times were tough, I couldn't sell my ball.
But even if you market it as the one that Eddie ruined, like, that's kind of funny.
But then people are like,
that's the one of one, the ball that Eddie ruined.
But they have to know who you are.
Yeah, they have to be a big fan. Big.
Or just someone that's
no,
fun.
That's not a good marketing tool. So somebody ruined this ball.
Wait.
Is it more? What?
Well, so what's the, I mean, I know you asked me the question, but why? Why, how much do I
think
it's
worth? I was going to explain to you why it was signed like that. We're passing balls just like this in that corner. I had all these balls here, sign, move it over. That ball was there because we were doing the show just like this.
Right.
And he just happened to grab that one.
Yeah.
It's not, he's not a bad person.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he didn't know, right?
And I didn't have, like, purposefully have it in a bad place. It was there the whole day. It just so happens we're sitting in our seats signing balls and passing them back and forth. That's all. Okay. Thank you. Oh, I just got a message. Y'all still golfing at 12:30.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It looks good now.
Nah, it's too wet.
You just don't want to go. I get it.
We can't get on the course.
Who's that?
Gator.
Oh.
Let me ask him. Is it car path only?
Well, that's for sure.
Rob, I just don't want to go walk in mud all day.
Yeah. Dude, I just haven't played in like 3 months.
Exactly, and that's why I don't want to go walk in mud all day.
I play tomorrow.
You do?
Yeah.
You going by yourself?
No, I'm going to the driving range with my friend Kat.
We talked about that.
Oh, that's right.
What are you guys doing this weekend? And we'll wrap up in just a second.
And that's not playing golf. That's just going to the driving range.
You don't have to be a hater. Let her do whatever.
It's true, though.
But there's no need to piss on her.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
what you're first up. You're giving her the old pissy. You're on right on her head.
Okay, fine. I won't piss on her.
Whatever. I have my own pink balls. Mm-hmm. But I guess I'm not going to be able to use those at the driving range because you don't get those back, right?
Yeah, and don't go out there and get it.
Stupid.
They yelled at me one time for doing that.
You went and got your ball?
Well, because my bucket was low and I only had like 10 left.
Oh, you
left.
Went and got their balls then.
So I just went back and got more.
Of their balls. You didn't hit your own balls.
No. I went back with the ones that were already hit.
Got it. So weekend, you're going to the driving range.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, that's really my only plan.
That's it?
I mean, don't know. That, let me think. Oh, I'm going to watch Oppenheimer.
Good luck.
Why?
You will not stay awake.
Yes, I will. I have wanted to watch it for a long, long time.
Why are you weird? All right.
What am I weird?
Oh, dude, I got a big weekend.
Go ahead.
My kids' first basketball tournaments. We got two tournaments.
In their new leagues?
Yes.
That's cool.
And it's a national tournament, so there are kids from all over the country coming in.
Mm. I'm going to say good, yeah. He says the course is wet, really wet.
Okay. So Shira caught her first pop fly.
Really?
During a game, and she got someone out. I know. Isn't that so cool? It just made me think of it. Like, kids playing sports.
Hey, you're pissing on his head.
No, I'm not.
Hey, stop pissing on me.
Yeah. I'm like, it's fun to see them, like, you know.
Go ahead, Eddie.
No, Amy's right. It is fun to see them. And, like, just see them in competitive mode. Like, my kids are just so excited for this week. They've had three practices to get ready for this week.
I was talking to Eddie's son. It's me, Caitlin, Eddie's son. We all went to the game yesterday, the Arkansas game. And I was like, is this league more fun? Because he had to, like, try out and get an advanced league. He goes, yeah. I said, why is it more fun? He goes, everybody doesn't guard me at once.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool. Because he was good on a team that was.
It's just good for him now to, like, be able to throw the ball to someone and, like, okay, like, I can trust them to score or do something good with the ball.
Or at least not turn it over.
Turn the ball over, yeah.
Yeah. Lunchbox, what are you doing this weekend?
I have no idea. I got no plans.
Birthday parties?
Not that I know of, none on the books that I can see.
That's good.
But I don't have a calendar, so my wife would know that.
Epic nights.
Nah, those are a thing of the past, man.
They're all really cool.
Now
what
it's like
doing?
10:30, and it's like, tired.
What is it? It's like 11:30.
He says tonight, like at night.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, you said epic nights. I said, no, now it's like, it's 10:30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. We have two more episodes left of Colin and Accounts. It's so funny. I don't know that it's for everybody because it's definitely an Australian British type humor, but we laugh out loud watching that stuff.
Do you know what I started watching?
Huh?
Eras, the concert. It's awesome.
The Taylor concert?
Yeah.
Really?
It's on Disney Plus now. It's so good.
Did you watch it just you going, I want to watch something, and you're by yourself and you turn it on?
Well, no, I watched it with I said, all right, boys, let's watch a movie. And so I put it on and they're like, what? No, we're not watching this. So they all left and I kept watching it.
They didn't want to watch it?
No, man. They don't like Taylor.
Taylor's beloved by all.
Not the little boys. Really like Taylor either.
Is she starting to be like not cool, or like oversaturation of Taylor? So
I think, I don't know. 13-year-old boys. Well, I mean, like, my daughter went to Taylor when she was here last summer, and she had fun with her friend. I guess she doesn't really have an opinion, take it or leave it, but she did have fun at the concert. But my son, like, the boys in sixth grade, they're like, Taylor. Like, they can't.
That's what my boys were, too.
Yeah,
no, so, Dad, we can't. We're not watching
it
this.
It must be a thing.
Is it because it's a girl?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Taylor Swift and all the, I guess their classmates, the girls like them.
Did they ever watch Hamilton on Disney Plus?
Oh, they loved it. They loved Hamilton.
But they don't want to watch Taylor.
Nope. And Lunchbox, you're right, dude. Like, the way she talks, you're right, how, like, she kind of looks around. But you guys are making me feel excited.
She's on
a massive stage.
I understand.
She's playing to a massive crowd. I think she would be different if it were a small theater.
But the first person I thought was Lunchbox when I saw her do that.
Why didn't you like that, Lunchbox? What was wrong with it?
It's so fake. Like she takes her earpiece out and the crowd is cheering and she goes, oh my, you're cheering for me? And she points like me. And it's like, shut up. You know,
it's a performance. Everybody knows she's not. Again,
but no other artist does that. Like, oh,
because no other artist can do that.
No other artist goes, oh, you're cheering for me? I'm so shocked.
Garth
kind of does that.
Yeah, Garth's like,
he takes his hat off and like, wow, me?
The greats get to do that because everybody's cheering and like they got great for a reason, showing appreciation.
All right. Well, it was annoying.
Dang. Hater.
God, I wish I went to that tour, though.
Yeah, it was really good.
Lunch went. He's really good, but he hated it.
Amy went too,
right?
It
was very entertaining.
My kids went.
Oh.
There was a tornado in the Hot Springs Village last
night. With their dad.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. Did you get an update?
I got a picture of our cabin there. And Arkansas Keith just texted me, said he was going over there. I don't think anybody died, but they did destroy some things and places. It's our little area. His neighbor texted me. Didn't see anything on the house. Lots of tree loss. The neighbors opposite side of the hill took the hit again. They had damage to their homes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
On the opposite side of the hill.
Was that a tornado?
Yeah.
Or just strong winds?
Mm. Yeah. I saw a video of the tornado that had touched down.
Gosh, that's crazy.
I was talking to my friends, the dorm dudes, last night. And
you were talking to them on the phone?
No, I mean just through TikTok. And they had to take their their feed down for a bit early in the evening because Ohio had severe weather, like tornadoes over there too. So
dorm dudes.
My weekend, my wife's gone this weekend, which never happens.
What?
Because usually I chain her to me.
Hey, best night
chain
ever.
Chain her.
Yeah, I'm like, you stay. I don't want you to go anywhere. I want to be around you 24/7. But
okay, Elvis.
She's leaving. And so I don't know what I'm doing.
What do you mean, dude? Going downtown. Let's go.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Probably a lot of video games.
Do you want to go to more SEC games?
No, God, no.
Really?
Why would I go? That sounds terrible.
You want to go see like Tennessee or Auburn? Okay, all right.
Awful.
Okay, just for fun? Arkansas watch a basketball lost. Game?
No.
Okay.
I have no interest whatsoever. That sounds terrible. Makes me want to vomit and cry.
Okay.
So that's the weekend. Other than that, we're good. Ray, how long was this?
Pulling it.
24.
Cool. This is up on Saturday. We get people something to listen to on Saturday too. Thank you all. We will see you on Monday. Hardy will be on Monday's show. Next week, Sarah Evans. Next week also, Sawyer Brown.
Yep.
Mark from Sawyer Brown, lead singer, will be on. Have a great weekend. You may already be having one, and we will talk to you guys soon.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.